welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
All right, everyone, and welcome to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm your host, James Edwards. We've got a whole new month of programming for you now. It's Saturday evening, October 4th. Welcome to the program. A very big month forthcoming. Very big month we just got out of. My goodness, what a stellar and blockbuster 4 weeks of shows we gave you in September. We're going to try our best to do just as good here during the month of Halloween. Bill Rowland co-hosting with me tonight. Bill, how's it going?
Well, as well as can be expected, now that we've been fleeced by the Federal Reserve and by the government to pay off the debts of Wall Street pirates and swindlers. So taking that into consideration, I guess I'm doing pretty well. I still have my pants on.
Leave it to Bill to set the table like a Thanksgiving feast. Bill, Thanksgiving's next month, but nevertheless, you could prepare to for that. We are going to be talking about that tonight, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the near $1 trillion corporate bailout that the government rammed down our throats this week, despite 95% plus disapproval. We're going to talk about that. You better believe it. A lot to talk about. You know, Bill, the political cesspool turns 4 years old this month, and October 26th, we'll celebrate our fourth year on the air, and we're going to be using this month to kind of celebrate that and catch folks up, and of course that always culminates with a very fun show that we have the last week of October. So I'm already looking forward to that as much as I am talking with you tonight about the Federal Reserve bailout. I don't know if that's going to be fun, but it's going to be interesting. But I do have some more interesting news, Bill. You know, we have a very loyal audience out there, including some folks that you might not think would be political cesspool listeners. Immediately after we came on to RBN, PayPal dumped us. You know, no coincidence there. We move into national syndication. PayPal dumps us. PayPal allows sodomite groups to use their service. They allow Jewish groups that have been listed as terrorist organizations by the FBI to use their service. But of course, we cannot, as a conservative radio program who adheres to Christian beliefs regarding marriage, we can't use PayPal. And so anyway, that's handicapped us for the short term with regards to be able to accept online donations. But we have received donations this week, Bill, from a couple of gentlemen you might have heard of before. We received a donation from Cole Younger this week, the famous bandit, a hero of mine, and Robert E. Lee. What do you think about that? They sent in money orders, and they signed it, Cole Younger and Robert E. Lee, respectively. I mean, good to know these guys are still out there.
Well, it's good to know that they've come back at a critical moment in history. You know, you were talking about the political cesspool being just 4 years old, but the show was born with a full set of teeth. So, you know, that's
like sharp teeth. We had rows of them.
That's right, rows of sharp teeth. So that's one thing that's unique about the show is at only 4 years old, we've got tusks now. So
that's the truth. We gotta go to break. We got 5 seconds, Bill. A lot to come tonight. Hold on tight, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up your seatbelts. It's going to be a roller coaster in the cesspool tonight with James Edwards and Bill Rowland. We're going to kick it off right after these words.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You never know when an emergency will strike. Whether it's a hurricane, tornado, blizzard, or earthquake, everyone listening to me right now could find themselves without food and power with little or no advance warning. With over 14 years' experience, Ready Made Resources stands ready to assist you to be prepared. The Katadyn Vario Microfilter is a lightning-fast water filtering system that removes waterborne bacteria and cysts, and it also improves the taste of water. Ready Made Resources carries Mountain House Foods, the number one lightweight, compact, great-tasting food choice that you should have stored away as part of your emergency preparedness kit. There's free shipping on both of these items. For more information, go online at www.readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809. Ready Made Resources is here to help you be prepared. Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys. So today,
I'll be standing back, everybody, to the program. James Edwards and Bill Rowland here with you. As I mentioned right before the break, and again, in all seriousness, we really appreciate our fantastic audience from coast to coast out there who's been with us these last 4 years. But sure enough, we did get donations from Cole Younger and Robert E. Lee, respectively. And I want to read Mr. Younger's letter. It didn't come with a return address. But what he says in this letter will really set the stage for what we're going to be talking about during this first segment, which is life and death serious. But this is what this gentleman from Atlanta writes. This letter and contribution are in response to PayPal suspending your contributions account. You guys are providing the role model we all need by standing up for our race. You are proving that loving, respecting, and defending European mankind does not mean hating anyone, and you're showing your listeners who the real haters of the world are. They can suspend away, but they can't stop the truth from shining through. Keep up the great work, my brothers. You know how important this is. You know what is at stake in this fight. We all have to do what we can. I'm working hard to undermine the faith of my friends and the controlled mainstream media. You gentlemen are providing a healthy alternative that people can turn to once they turn their back on the poison coming out of their television set. And, Bill, I really appreciate what that man wrote. I would have written him back a personalized thank you letter if I'd have had his address. So I hope that gentleman's listening this evening so he'll know how much we appreciate his and all letters that we receive each week. But he's absolutely right. That is the mission of this program, to talk about the issues that you're not going to find on TV, such as this one. which unless you live in the local Knoxville area, you probably haven't heard that Knoxville police have charged a Days Inn employee with first-degree murder in the death of Jennifer Hampton. What makes this murder so interesting is that the Days Inn employee is an illegal alien, Valentino Vasquez Miranda, a 19-year-old illegal alien. According to the murder warrant bill, the Knox County, and of course this is just over there in East Tennessee, not too far from where we sit tonight in Memphis, the Knox County medical examiner says that this 19-year-old white girl was strangled to death sometime in the early morning hours of September 20th. The warrant also says that Valentino Miranda's wife turned over bloody clothes. She says her husband was wearing in the early morning hours of that same day. According to the warrant, the blood was on this illegal alien's clothes. It matches the blood of the victim. And again, just to reiterate, that these hotel employees were, again, illegal aliens. So, Bill, you know, I think I've got it wrong. I think I've been wrong for the last 4 years, and I'm mad enough to admit it, that when I'm wrong, I'm dead wrong. Illegal aliens truly will do the jobs that Americans won't do, and that includes rape, murder, and robbery, all of which I believe have happened here. And as we've always said, Bill, these issues are life and death. And the mainstream media and the powers that be would love to have people like us and everyone else out there who doesn't have a radio program that speaks the truth to shut up. And they want to shut us up by saying that we're racist, that we're xenophobes, and we're this, that, and the other. But in my opinion, Bill, the blood of this young girl who was murdered by this illegal alien employee of the Days Inn there is on the hands of our very government. We're not enforcing our border laws. And, Bill, with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Valentino allegedly had a pass key because he was an employee. So this was not a breaking and entering situation. He simply unlocked the door and went into the girl's room. And we can only guess his motives, but I think his motives were almost certainly sexual in nature and sexual assault. And of course, if she resisted or tried to scream, then that's why he would have strangled her to shut her up. So, because he didn't go in armed, apparently. But nevertheless, again, this comes down to the fact that we have entrusted our very safety and privacy to people from another country who are here illegally. You know, the thing that most interests me and the fascinating twist and distortion of the view of illegal aliens is this idea that they're just here seeking a better life. You know, all of the pro-immigration groups say the same thing. The pro-immigration politicians say the same thing. They're just seeking a better life. Well, how did things get so bad in Mexico or Guatemala or El Salvador? Things are bad in El Salvador and these third world South American countries because the people there have made things bad there. This is not a situation of people that have gone through some sort of terrible natural catastrophe and they've lost the ability to make an income or to live off the land. Many of these countries are wealthier in natural resources than the United States per capita, and yet these people are fleeing coming here. And the minute they cross that border, they become criminals because they're breaking our law the minute they cross the border into the United States. So they're criminals coming in and seeking a better life or not, whatever that means that they break our laws to do so. Well, you know, you talk about Cole Younger and Jesse James and the others. They were just seeking a better life when they were robbing the banks up north and you know, taking the money out of the banks, and yet they became hunted criminals. And yet in this country, we allow these people to enter illegally and then embrace them because they're seeking a better life and that, you know, they're as good Americans as we are. The minute they have crossed the border and stolen our citizenship, then they are Americans because they have succeeded in breaking that first law.
And that's
the criminal mentality of our government is saying, well, now anybody that gets away with it can become a citizen. What does that say about the rest of us? Are we just citizens by default and can have our citizenship removed on the whim of the government?
Well, Bill, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I don't think it would work that way. But, of course, John McCain, they've all said it. McCain, Obama, they believe in amnesty. They believe these folks are just as American as you or I, and they believe that they will, in fact, you've heard it time and time again, do the job that Americans won't do. And look, you know, it's not as though I scoured the internet for days on end, months on end, trying to find a rare example of where an illegal alien is committing a particularly heinous crime. No, these are a dime a dozen every day. Very underreported, mind you, but very frequent in nature. And if you just look at the FBI's own statistics, you'll know how many more times likely Hispanics are to commit these particularly violent crimes compared to the indigenous population of this country. But, no, you can expect much more of this, and on a mass scale, with the more illegal aliens that you have coming in here. But again, Bill, of course, for us to believe that way, for us to believe factually on things of this nature, we are xenophobes, whatever that means. But again, bottom line here in this story out of Knoxville, 19-year-old, young, productive white woman murdered in her bed at the Days Inn by an illegal alien employee. Now, we move down to New Orleansville, another particularly egregious offense. A 25-year-old, I guess she's a communist. I mean, you know, she said that her life's duty was to eradicate capitalism. Nevertheless, a 25-year-old white female Obama campaigner was riding her bicycle in a virtually all-black neighborhood of New Orleans. She was on a cross-country trek to support Barack Obama's presidential campaign. She was so brainwashed by this multicultural propaganda that this community activist, this white woman that we're talking about now in New Orleans, thought nothing about venturing out and about in an all-black neighborhood in New Orleans after dark, and she was shot in the head and killed, and her body was left lying on a sidewalk for quite some time. And apparently it didn't matter to the perpetrator that she had come all the way from San Francisco to campaign for Obama. To them, she was just another white victim. And get this, Bill, the local residents there in New Orleans left her body lying on the sidewalk and didn't even notify the police. And her body sat there for quite some time until it was seen by a construction crew. And again, take a minute, ladies and gentlemen, to ponder and reflect upon this story. Imagine what would happen if a black woman campaigning for Obama had been found shot in the head in an all-white neighborhood. This would be, tonight, the biggest news story in the world. But not so in this case, Bill.
No, and the thing that is so amazing is how naive these Obama bots are, or Obamatons, or whatever they're called. I know that they're being called the Obama Youth Squads or the Youth Brigades, these young white college students, you know, who have blinded, who have made themselves colorblind in service to Obama. And so they believe that somehow they've become bulletproof, and they've become almost immortal in their ability to just pass through these neighborhoods, and it's as if they're, you know, there's some sort of aura around them that will protect them. And of course, what this girl found out too late is that her Obama button doesn't protect her from anything, that she's just a chump, chump for change. You know, she's out there, she's one of the white chumps for change who are doing the footwork for Obama. But believe me, they're not going to be the ones receiving the big benefits from all this change. They're going to be left in the back of the bus when it comes to the Obama election, and when the Obama when it's all over, they're going to be treated as you know, doing the jobs that the black Americans wouldn't do. You know, in this case, we're talking about illegal aliens. Well, you know, they're out peddling bicycles for Obama. I don't see any of the black Obama supporters doing that.
Well, Bill, we got just a few seconds before our next commercial break. With that, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and get a word from our sponsors. If you'd like to call in this evening and chime in on these horrific murders in Knoxville and in New Orleans, respectively, let's talk about it. We still value and protect the freedom of speech here on the Political Cesspool. We can talk about these controversial issues without fear of repercussions, and we want to hear from you. 1-800-313-9443. James Otis and Bill Rowland will be back right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Thank you, Art Frith. James Edwards, Bill Rowland back here with you, talking about a couple of situations. Very unfortunate. Two young women killed this week. Sacrificed, I guess, literally on the altar of multiculturalism. Welcome back to the program. And you know, Bill, we were talking right before the break there about the young lady who was murdered in New Orleans. And even though she was an Obama supporter, it certainly gives me no satisfaction to see her murdered. I would much rather have her be alive and still campaigning for Obama than be dead. But unfortunately, it proves us right once again about these issues of you know, dire and grave importance. You know, I was on CNN one time to talk about the double murder also in Knoxville of Channing Christian and Christopher Newsom. And, you know, I don't know what those young folks were taught, but let's be frank. They have a race problem down there in New Orleans. We've got one here in Memphis. I don't know, maybe Bill, maybe there's something ominous about Interstate 55 that's causing this thing, but if it's not, and if there is something that we need to have candid discussions about with our family, if we need to be open about race realism, then perhaps that's what's good for everyone. If we just have a real frank and candid discussion about this, and maybe if these kids had had those discussions, maybe they'd still be alive today. Is that taking it too far, Bill?
Years and years of this sort of conditioning, that the racial conditioning that white students get in schools, that white students are subjected to in the classroom and on the college campuses, and of course from the media. Whites of all ages are being conditioned to deny our own racial existence and to subliminate or to suppress any racial instincts or intuitions we have. And so I'm quite sure this girl believed she was perfectly safe riding through that neighborhood. She had her Obama sign and she had her Obama button, and she was just absolutely, you know, somehow covered with pixie dust and was not going to be harmed, because obviously these people are colorblind. They weren't going to see her as white. They were going to see her as a fellow Obama supporter. And, of course, the reality is very different. This is similar to a case that occurred in South Africa a number of years ago with a white student, same age, I believe, named Amy Beale, who went to South Africa to help with all of the racial reconciliation going on there. And she went down there with this, with the usual self-righteous, sanctimonious attitude about race. And, of course, she was murdered as well. She was murdered in South Africa by a gang of blacks. And, you know, the pathetic and sickening thing about her murder was the reaction of her parents. Her parents went to South Africa after she was brutally murdered to plead for mercy for her murderers. These are people who lost their daughter to the gangsters in South Africa, these racial gangsters, and yet their sympathies are with the murderers, not with their own child. And this is the disgusting fact. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if this girl's parents went on the news with their eyes running with tears and saying, well, she was doing what she wanted to do. She was trying to get a man elected who will change things and who will bring an end to perceptions about race. You can almost hear the speech already given. It's already been implanted in their brains through years and years of this type of conditioning. They would never stand up and shake their fists and say, you know, these people are thugs and they're murderers, and if this is what an Obama regime is going to look like, then we're against it. You know, it's his people that did this. And so they're not going to do that. They're going to suck up to the system, and they're going to behave just like good little white people who have been turned into white mice.
Well, speaking of the tactics and the strategies employed, and that was one of the things in the first debate, Bill, you know, the difference between a strategy and a tactic, interesting exchange there. But until you get a load of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, in some of these areas that are big for Obama, some of the things they're doing to ensure that this is the next chapter in American history, that this regime is the next one to take hold here, and God forbid, because as they say, Bill, a wild dog doesn't differentiate, or is it a rabid dog doesn't differentiate? Nevertheless, we'll make sense of it right after this next commercial break, which is coming up in just a second, Bill. But before it does, speaking of dogs, O.J. Simpson's going to jail about 13 years after the fact, but nevertheless going to jail. And I know we've got 60 seconds before break, Bill. A quick word about O.J.
Well, justice delayed is justice denied, and finally, this rabid dog is going to be put in a cage and probably for the rest of his life if he doesn't flee the country. What concerns me?
I don't think they let him out on bail. I think he's going to be held.
Well, then that's it. And his sentencing, you know, if we had to guess on a sentencing, it could be as much as 50 years. It could be 20 years. But he would have to spend 14 or 15 years in prison anyway. And that's the end of O.J. Simpson. Finally, wild dog is caged, and we won't have to worry about him. But you know what's interesting is how this economic news and all the other news has overshadowed the O.J. conviction. You know, that would have been a special report on all the news stations, and it would have been front-page news, except for the economic problems. Notice how during the Obama candidacy, O.J.'s conviction is being overlooked.
We got to go to break, but he got 60 seconds on the cesspool. I guess that's all he's good for anymore. We'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Let's return to the political cesspool.
Welcome back to the political cesspool, everyone. James Edwards here with you, along with Bill Rowland. It's Saturday night, October 4th, if my notes are correct, and you're listening to us live, loud, and clear from our flagship station, AM 1380, WLRM Radio here in Memphis, Tennessee, and broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network this evening. Again, welcome back to our award-winning little show. We're either famous or infamous, Bill, depending on who you ask, but nevertheless, a very widely known program, and we encourage all of those tuned in this evening to go see what all the fuss is about by checking out our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and there you will find broadcast archives of our program dating back the last 4 years. We have nearly 700 shows there for you to browse through. Okay, Bill, we were talking about... we were talking about a lot of stuff. Well, we've already talked about a lot of stuff. We were beginning to segue into some of the tactics being employed by Barack Obama supporters. I want to begin this segment by informing you and everyone else out there. Of course, I don't have to inform Bill Rowland of much. He's normally the one who informs me of things. But nevertheless, in Columbus, Ohio, Bill, and no doubt countless other cities as well, liberals are driving around and picking up black homeless people and then taking them to early voting locations where they can register and vote immediately, even if their address is a homeless shelter. And this comes, you're going to think I'm making this up, folks, but everything we report on this program are facts. This comes from a newspaper in Ohio, Bill, And here's what it says. I read directly from the article now. The guy promoting the free taxi program to register the homeless in Ohio exults, quote, "It's a perfect opportunity for them to come in, register at a temporary address like a homeless shelter or a YMCA or something like that. They can register at that address because, you know, they don't know where they're going to be living tomorrow or next week." Another woman describes the trolling bus stops and picking up prospects as this, quote, "I asked them if they're registered to vote, and if they weren't, I said, get in the car. We're going to get registered," end quote. A homeless thug who is now recently registered voter, Bill, comments, quote, "They picked me up. They seen me walking around. So they say, you want to vote? I said, yeah, I'll vote. We'll take you anywhere you want," they said. "That's cool. If I say, sign the ballot, just give them and do exactly what they want you to do. I mean, hey, this is America, you know. Barack, I mean, I want him to do his thing, you know, do his thug sizzle. That's how I like it to be." All right, Bill. That was a direct quote, by the way, from one of the homeless new Barack Obama voters that we'll be seeing at the polls this year. Make sense of it, Bill, if you can.
That sounds like Kwame Kilpatrick.
You didn't know I spoke jive, did you?
That sounds like Kwame Kilpatrick endorsing Barack Obama for president. But, I mean, I'm not really surprised. And of course, it's come out that the Democrats do this every election. They go and pick up the bums and the winos and the homeless and anybody they can find, you know, sitting on the edge of the gutter. And I think this speaks volumes about the average Democratic voter, you know, a liberal voter. This is who they consider prime people they represent. And that's people that are sitting in the sewer, you know, with their feet in the gutter, and who are talking about they want a thug for president. Well, that's the Obama candidate campaign right there in a nutshell.
Now, you'd think, now this story actually has been, comparatively speaking, widely talked about, this story from Ohio that we shared with you earlier. But, yes, indeed, that is what's going on there. And as I mentioned, in countless other places, you know, they're picking up thugs, people who admittedly call themselves thugs, and said that they want a thug for president. That's why they're registered to vote. So there you have it, Bill, a day in the life of a bum in Ohio. You're sitting there and sleeping in the ditch, and then these people come up and they pick you up, and you go register to vote, and there's one more vote for the Obama tally. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, one thing we've prided ourselves on for 4 years on this program is that on any nightly basis, we bring you the gifts you know, a litany of celebrated guests who you might find on Fox News or CNN on any given night. We also bring you folks that you should know about, people who are working on the front lines, people who are in the grassroots, so to speak, and giving you a perspective that you wouldn't see on the, what's the word I'm looking for, Bill? Not just the controlled media, but, you know, folks that have something unique to say don't generally get on TV very much, but we give them access to in the cesspool. That being said, we have a grassroots Republican on the line now from South Carolina, a young college student from Winthrop University. You know where that is, Bill, in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Ashley Russell going to tell us what's going on, what the Obama camp's doing in her neck of the woods. So from Ohio to South Carolina we go. Ashley, are you there?
Hey.
So you are there.
I am here.
Well, good to hear from you again. I know you called in on the show as a guest a couple of times, I guess back in February, January,
yeah.
Back when the primaries were going on in South Carolina, so we appreciate you being our mm-hmm. our eyes on the streets of South Carolina. I know another tactic, Bill, which you know all too often happens. Ashley's being employed in South Carolina just this week as she's been doing her duties as a I don't want to say organizer, but an activist anyway. Apparently, Ashley, the black churches are getting out to vote early, and early voting has started. So what's the story there?
It's a big, long story. So much stuff is going on in the little place I am living at currently. But from what I've understood, we have received actually a few calls knowing that some minority churches are going around picking up supposedly non-registered voters, taking them to the registration office by the busloads to become, quote-unquote, newly registered voters. And from what I'm understanding, because I'm kind of like the third person trying to get the story here, that they're wanting their information to be sent up to Ohio so their quote-unquote family can get their registration card. And I mean, I guess supposedly because the cutoff date for this registration, newly registered voters, was actually 12 p.m. of today, that they're so, you know, they won't be able to catch the names, won't be able to get these people caught. So these people are going to vote twice. They're going to be voting as an absentee ballot, and they're also going to be voting as a regular voter.
So, Bill, did you know that the churches were going around and doing this too?
Yes. Yeah, these are the churches. These are minority churches from my little area going out picking up all these minorities, just like by the busloads.
All right, and on top of that, I understand there's been some upsetness from the local, at least Republican constituency. All of a sudden, there's been a large influx of Muslims that are coming in. Before this week, or at least I guess before the deadline for early voter registration came into play, these people obviously weren't registered, and all of a sudden you've got droves and droves of Muslims coming in and registering. What's the story there?
I'm not too familiar. I don't have any too specifics. I've just heard stories of that there are Muslims coming into the area, so they become newly registered. I mean, I know on campus I've seen a number of Muslim students. Of course, I haven't really talked to them, but I've heard stories of Muslims coming in and becoming newly registered voters, and this is all coming in towards the end of the deadline.
Has there been any spike in Republican registration that can compare to this? I don't get the Republican churches are going around and picking up the homeless and getting them to register for McCain.
No, I mean, I haven't heard of anything. You know, we're just kind of chill, you know. We just kind of sit back, you know, out there in New York County. We like just sit back and watch football on the weekends, you know. We're not going out there by the busloads doing any of this. Now, I mean, I know we're going to try to do what we can to,
this is what I'm talking about, Bill. Our people play by the rules. They don't like to get in folks' faces. They certainly don't like to do anything as underhanded as having church buses going around picking up homeless people and having them vote for Obama. Did you know the churches were employing that kind of tactic, Bill?
The black churches have been doing this kind of politicking for years. As a matter of fact, in Alabama a number of years ago, in one particular county in Alabama, black churches were actually marking ballots inside the church, absentee ballots, and taking them to the election commission already marked. And
every year, we all know that, all right, if we want to use the politically correct term minority or black churches, same thing. They've always been more, most of them, a lot of them, more political action committees than churches. But I've never heard, Bill, of them sending out their own buses to pick up the homeless before to get them to register for their candidate. But I guess this is a whole new ballgame now that they've actually got a black candidate.
Well, if I understand Ashley correctly, that some of these people were registered to vote in another state, and they are registering to vote in South Carolina after sending absentee ballots back to their home state. Is that right, Ashley?
I mean, I'm not too certain on those very specifics. I know they're coming down here. They are down here registering as a newly registered voter, but they're wanting their information sent up and their registration card sent up to Ohio to their family members so they can vote. I'm not quite sure on all the specifics. But, I mean, all in all, their votes are going to be counted as twice.
Well, it certainly is possible for someone to say be registered in one state to, and if they, let's say they mark, they register to vote in another state, but they send an absentee ballot to their home state, mark an absentee ballot and send it, and then register as a new voter in another state, they would indeed be able to vote twice or more than twice, depending on how many states, where they travel through. But it's still voter fraud, no matter how.
Well, and maybe that's why. Maybe they're on a traveling bus tour, Bill. I mean, now this is all.
Yeah, the buses.
Maybe that's what's going on. They're on a bus tour,
they're
going to vote everywhere. And of course, you add that up along with all of the dead folks that vote, and then Obama's looking good early. But now Ashley's got another one, Bill. This is perhaps at least equally as heinous as what we've been talking about. Tell them, Ashley, what's going on in the nursing home that you've heard about.
Yes, the Democratic Party is actually going into the nursing homes, getting the information for these poor old people living there without HIPAA consent. They're going into these nursing homes, getting all these people's information without the consent. Now, they're getting, of course, tracked down now, but they're doing what they can, you know, with these poor people. They can't.
Well, I'll give them this, Bill. I'll give them this. I mean, you know, they're not put off by breaking any rules. They're going to do whatever it takes, you know, by any means necessary. We were told that here in Memphis, Bill, when we were opposing the majority race of Memphis, Tennessee, with regard to the Confederate parks. They were going to tear down those parks by any means necessary. And they employ this by any means necessary logic in everything. And apparently when it comes to voting, rounding up homeless people's in play, going in and getting the, you know, and my great grandfather was in a nursing home, and he was, you know, he couldn't cast a ballot, but they'll go in and they're not put off by the racial dynamics of this. They're going to fight for their team. They're going to fight for their family, and they're doing a hell of a lot more than the Republicans are doing to get Brother Obama elected. So, and Bill, you think it's going to go even further? You think that in addition to all of this that we're witnessing right now on the streets, that when it actually comes time to vote, we could expect a hell of a lot worse. What's your hypothesis there?
Well, I would expect that at certain polling places where there is an overlap of voters along racial lines, that is, where there might be white and black voters in equal numbers or a majority of white voters and a minority of black voters, that there could be disruptions at those polls to discourage white people from voting. And my question to the federal government is, are federal marshals going to be sent down to polling places around the country to defend our right to vote and to protect our right to vote? I don't think so. You know, federal marshals may be used to integrate schools back in the 1950s and 60s, but they're not going to be used to protect, you know, our right to vote. And I think in certain cases, this could very well discourage voting among people, for instance, older people, older women who go to the polls to vote may decide to leave if they sense hostility or tension, racial tension in the room. And this is this is a very great concern. And I wouldn't necessarily say this would be orchestrated by the Obama campaign. What I'm saying is that overzealous Obama supporters may do this on their own, but the effect is the same, and that is to neutralize the white vote.
Absolutely. Mike from New York, you're on the line. Do you have a question this evening?
Hey, good evening, James and Bill.
How's it going, buddy?
Fine, thank you. Gentlemen, regarding the young woman murdered down south in Mississippi, was it?
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. What gets me is the egregious nature of the crime, you know. She was left to die like a dog in the street.
That's right. Yeah, shot in the head. Shot in the head. And robbery was not a motive, by the way.
Exactly.
Even though I believe the newspaper in San Francisco keeps insisting that robbery was a motive, the New Orleans police have gone on record, if I'm not mistaken, Bill, as saying that robbery was not a motive in this crime. Basically what happened was she was going around in one of these, let's just call it an impoverished area.
Yep.
Riding her bike on the Obama campaign cycle tour, and she was just shot in the head and left there like an animal. That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, the point I'm trying to make is this, is that this was perpetrated in cold blood, right?
As far as we know.
Okay. Now, I'd like to say this, and before I do, I'd like to prefix it by the statement that I have no time either for McCain or for Obama, okay?
Right.
Having said that, it seems to me that if Obama loses, that we can expect an uprising.
Hold your thought right there, Mike, because Bill and I have talked about this 100 times if we've talked about it once. Bill, continue on, because I know Mike is talking about something that's already crossed your mind. We have 60 seconds to break, so I'm going to ask Ashley and Mike, and of course, Bill, you and I are going to hold on. Everybody hold on, but Bill, 45 seconds to break. Give a quick comment to Mike, and then we're going to carry this over into the next segment.
Well, I think that certainly that once Obama is elected, that the many of the blacks in this country who voted for him are going to become radicalized to a degree we have never seen before, and that they are going to believe that the law no longer applies to them because the president is one of them. And I think certainly you're going to see in many places around the country, there's simply going to be the law does not apply.
That being said, and as I said, I think whether he wins or loses, there's going to be riots in the street, whether they be celebratory or like we saw with the Martin Luther King here in Mississippi, or in Memphis. All right, we're going to take a break. Everybody hang the line. The Political Cesspool comes back in just a moment.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essentialoils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. James Edwards, Bill Rowland here with you on RBN, the Political Cesspool. We had a great call, Bill, there from Mike in New York, talking about something we were addressing in a previous segment. We also still have Ashley Russell on the line. We're going to get back to her in just a minute. But, Bill, I know you wanted to finish responding to the point that Mike was making.
Exactly. And the point is simply this, that conventional wisdom of government in the United States has been that laws are passed, legislation is used to push through new policies and new forms of government. But in black communities, the idea, the operative word is empowerment. And Obama, an Obama regime is going to be the fulfillment of that empowerment scheme. And to, you know, in the minds of many, many blacks, this is simply, empowerment means simply the ability to do anything, to have anything, simply by demand and on demand. And this is the dangerous thing about this empowerment mentality that blacks have adopted over the years from radical leaders and from politicians who have made promises to them year after year after year, as you know, and claiming that they're victims of discrimination and claiming that they're victims of oppression. And this is the dangerous mentality they've developed, and that is that empowerment is government. And that once they have the government, they have the power. And it's that simple. There is no breaking it down into levels of government and levels of administration. It's about power. And that's what's so dangerous about Obama's coming presidency. Yo, James. James, are you on the air? Well, Ashley, are you on the air?
I'm here.
I'm the co-host. I guess now I'm the co-pilot. I think James bailed out.
Uh-oh.
But talking about the Republicans on campus, and what has been going on campus in terms of organizing, have you noticed any friction between the different groups? Has there been any clashes between the Democrats and the Republicans on campus with regard to this campaign?
Yeah, honestly, not really. I mean, we're a pretty open campus, you know, to one another's views. I know with 9/11 came around, it was primarily the college Republicans who got together with some other organizations and set out flags. But I know we've had a few debates on campus thus far concerning the election and concerning local campaigns. But I am noticing, and I've heard other stories of a big movement on students doing new register voting, they're setting up a new register voting card here in York County at their Winthrop address. So they're getting into, I'm not sure which party, I mean, I'm not trying to say it's Democrats only or just Republicans, but they are trying to move the students to vote here in York County.
Well, let me ask you some questions about the students on campus. Is
sure.
Is the campus where you go to school, is that Winthrop, is that right, the school?
It is.
Okay, is it predominantly, I mean, is it overwhelmingly white? Is it sort of got a much more multicultural demographic? How would you describe the campus there?
Honestly, it is a smaller campus. It is a predominantly black campus.
Uh-huh.
It is. There are a lot of the minorities there. Not as many whites, I guess you could say. I guess with my major, I don't really have, only have maybe one or two black students in there, but walk around campus, you see nothing but.
That being said, hang on, guys. Sorry, my microphone went out. We got 10
okay.
seconds to break. Everybody just sit tight. We are going to wrap this up on the other side. James Edwards, Bill Rowland here on the Political Cesspool. Got to pay the bills. Got to air these commercials. We'll be back in just a minute.
Let me tell you why I